At the height of its power, the militant group Boko Haram terrorized northeast Nigeria. It no longer holds territory, but the fallout from its eight-year insurgency lingers. More than 2 million people have been uprooted by the group's violence. As NPR's Afabia Quis-Arkton reports, some are returning home with harrowing tales of their ordeal.
This is the story of one woman's efforts to protect her family. She says her husband was killed by Boko Haram. 47-year-old Zainabu Hamayaji was caring for 10 children, her own as well as orphans she'd taken in, when they got caught up in one of the terror network's deadly sprees in 2014 in the town of Madagali in the northeast.
Zainabu Hamayaji.
Boko Haram was seizing girls as brides and other children as porters and fighters, Hamayaji says. So she decided she had to do something dramatic to save her family. So she pretended she'd lost her mind. I decided to strip off all my clothes and march around town naked to look like a madwoman, says Hamayaji. I unbraided my hair and smeared urine and feces in my hair and on my body. There were flies hovering everywhere, she says, and I would roll around in trash heaps so that Boko Haram would think I was mentally unstable. She says the insurgents returned time and again, asking her children, "Is your mother all right? She seemed fine when we were here earlier." Hamayaji's children replied that she'd been mentally unstable for quite a while and frequently had to go to the psychiatric hospital. Hamayaji knew that insurgents had come into town looking for young girls to marry. She swore to herself she would not allow Boko Haram to take her 11-year-old daughter. So she says, "I dug a ditch, first within my compound, and then a trench away from the house, and put my daughter inside it, with supplies of water and food and the Holy Quran. She cooked in that trench," she said. "She prayed and did everything there, and she was frightened." Hamayaji says, "I swore to those fighters that I had no daughter, but they wouldn't believe me and kept beating me up and looking for her." Boko Haram has kidnapped thousands of women and girls, as well as boys and men, during its eight-year insurgency, including the mass abduction in 2014 of 276 Chibok schoolgirls. The group's leader bragged at the time that the girls would be converted to Islam and married off to his fighters. Hamayaji says the extremists returned every day to beat her up and to terrorize her family. She says Boko Haram eventually decided they didn't want the child of a madwoman and considered it bad luck to kill someone who was crazy. So, she says, they scrawled on a wall that nobody should attack her or her children, or they would be cursed. I went to those lengths to protect my family and to save my daughter from being abducted and married off to a Boko Haram fighter, says Hamayaji. Ultimately, the Nigerian military drove out the militants and liberated Madagali. When the soldiers came to town, they asked, "Are you a Boko Haram wife?" I said no and insisted I was not, and told them that the fighters wanted my daughter, who was still hiding in the ditch. So we went together to the trench, and there she was, Hassana Issa. She's 14 now, says Hamayaji. Hamayaji left Madagali and returned to her hometown, Gwoza, 15 miles away. She and her children live there now in a camp for displaced people. Asked whether she knew of other women who had taken similar extreme steps to shield their families, Hamayaji gave an unexpected yet matter-of-fact reply. Some women gave out their children because Boko Haram was handing out money at the time, she said. So, for selfish reasons, some gave out their daughters. Others were forced to hand out a daughter because they didn't have any food, she added. They'd be given provisions in return. or sometimes cash and properties from the towns and villages Boko Haram had seized. Hamayaji says now, under the military, liberated Gwoza is peaceful and secure. So she wants her children to go to school and get an education so they have a future, she says. But she has no money and has to beg to feed her family. I hope the relief workers can help us, says Hamayaji. Ofebia Quistankton, NPR News, Gwoza.